we present My Music. A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Shrine. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Here's My Music to renew your acquaintance with four musical giants. Each well over 5'2". John Amis and Frank Muir in competition with Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. Beside me, impartial to a fault, Leonie Lawson. On a large blank wall near our production office, someone has scrawled the words, "Another futile gesture." As it happens, gestures, non-futile, are the link between the four opening bits of music. John, a composer's gesture first, in the direction of another of his own works. Can you name the two pieces? Do you know whose music, for a start?
No. And that doesn't help me either.
It sounds like Elgar.
A doodle by Frank, was it?
Elgar.
Elgar, that's right. Quoting in one of his works in another.
Yes.
What? Which?
It's The Music Makers.
Yes, The Music Makers. Quoting, though...
Isn't that Garantius?
No. No. Half a mark would be a bit lucky, I think. It's the first symphony. It's the theme with which the first symphony begins. Frank, your question has to do
80 marks would have been modest.
No, your question, Frank, has to do with gestures in a literal sense. What has this music to do with vexillology? Having chatted all the way through it, you won't have recognised the tune, I don't think.
Yes, yes, it's the Under the Double Eagle.
Yes.
And it's vexillology. Oh, God.
Vexillology.
Is it anything to do with eggs?
Not really, not so as you'd notice, no.
No. Double Eagle. Vexillology is something to do with feathers. Is it an expert in short and curly feathers?
No. Where would you see the eagle? Where would you see the eagle, that particular eagle?
In the sky?
Well, not that particular kind of eagle. Is it represented on...
Oh, America. America's double eagle, isn't it?
Yes.
Under the double eagle, you see it... What was the question?
I don't think I can remember myself, actually. You've got half a mark, and vexillology is the study of flags. Yes.
Ah, boom.
Right. Ian, yes. Another gesture. A gesture to your nation, a Scots song... And I imagine a Scots singer. Who is he?
Speed bunny boat, like a bird on the wing, onward the sailors cry. Carry the lad that's born to be king over the sea.
I think it's McDennis.
Well, it's no Kenneth McKellar.
No, it's no Kenneth McKellar.
And it's no Robert Wilson.
Would you like a first name?
Yes.
Callum.
Cullen?
Callum.
Oh, it's Callum Kennedy.
Callum Kennedy. That's your half mark, then. Dennis, for you, an actor's gesture. First, the music from a film, and then I'll give you a line of dialogue. Dennis, the line from that film is, "Match me, Sydney."
Which film?
Right, I was going to say Tale of Two Cities, but no, I don't think the music's quite appropriate.
Match me, Sydney. Right. It's a command.
Make a gesture, Dennis.
I really don't know. I don't know that.
It's a command from Burt Lancaster. To Tony Curtis.
Tony Curtis, the sweet smell of success.
Yes. Give me a light. Match me, Sydney.
That's right. Yeah.
This acolyte is giving the orders. Well, there's a half mark if ever I heard it. There could just be a bonus mark for whichever side greets with the greatest acclaim the announcement of my piano medley.
Oh.
Well, thank you. Half a mark for each tune correctly identified. First four for John and Frank, second four for Ian and Dennis.
The first one is what we call in Scotland a macabre dance.
Yes, danse macabre, yes.
I've got vexillology, but I think it's left over from a previous note. How much is that dog, i.e. in the window?
That is the one in the window, yes.
Well, that's my favourite song, isn't
it? Yes, it is, isn't it?
I've never heard that before in my life.
Yeah, I didn't think I have.
Yes, play it again. Chase me Charlie, yes.
A little bit.
You didn't play it properly.
They played the middle bit.
I never do.
The
middle bit, you don't get that. And then da di di da di di da di di da di.
Wind of the West.
Barnby, Sweet and Low. That one. Then, over to your side, Dennis.
I'm not
didn't get the first one.
Sure. I know that. That's Carl Davis. Yes, that's that marvellous theme, isn't it?
Right.
From his Hollywood
series. That's right. That's right. From the television series Hollywood by
Carl Davis.
Isn't
it funny how when you've been used to hearing it and played orchestrally, I mean, even though you've played obviously very well.
Better than any
old. It doesn't sound the same on
number
the piano.
Five onwards.
Yeah. The next one is very remote, a long time ago. Love a little waltz tune. I gave you a lot of it to help.
I know you did.
Jour de Fête was the waltz tune from Jour de Fête. Nice little tune. Then came two more tunes, please.
Yes. My Hero.
Yeah, My Hero.
From the Chocolate Soda.
Yes, and finally.
When I get a couple of drinks
on a Saturday glass,
it belongs to me.
Yes, that's right.
Having a very Scottish evening, aren't we?
Yes, right.
Seemed as fair as usual.
I don't know about today's singing stars, but yesterday's had instantly recognisable voices, as we will now prove. From a very, very tiny example or two. John, who was this? A perforated rudder.
Thornby.
Yeah.
I'm told.
Yeah.
I'm gestured.
Well, what it is to live a rarefied life.
Yeah. Yes.
George Formby. George Formby Jr., actually, son of George Formby. Yeah. Frank, again, two words.
We won.
Little white. Oh, Francis Day.
Yes.
Without Hunter.
Yes, Francis Day, in a song by Beverly Nichols, incidentally. Ian, just two words again.
Good evening.
Isn't that nice?
Joyce Grenfell.
Yes, Joyce Grenfell, that's right, from a little review. Dennis, in your case, one syllable from the start of a three-syllabled word.
Elizabeth Welsh.
Yes, that's right. Song by...
Cole Porter.
Yes, from Nymph Errant. Long years ago, there used to be a great vogue for instrumental pieces describing battles. John, the music at one point includes a fine tune, this one, by whom and first heard in what?
Judas was instructed to make an apiary home. Maccabeus.
Yes, it comes from Judas Maccabeus. It's by...
George Friedrich Handel.
See the conquering hero comes, yes. Ian, turning to you, first of all. Later in the victory section of the Battle March, there's a tune first printed in 1745 and said to have been composed on the imprisonment of Mary, Queen of Scots, in Lochleven Castle in 1567. It's even been called an Irish tune. Any ideas?
No. Well, when Lerner and Lowe wrote Brigadoon, it was said that the only Scottish tunes they had ever heard before Frederick Lowe did the score of Brigadoon was The Campbells Are Coming and Loch Lomond. Those were the only two he'd ever heard.
Actually, if you think through the score, you can tell which song, right through the score, was attributed to which of those originals, can't you, in a sense? Yeah. Well, again, raiding my store of old sheet music, comes a question for Frank and Dennis simultaneously.
Oh, I thought it was something I said.
I have a sort of perfumed waltz tune for which I want a title, please. Afterwards, we'll find out what it was really called.
Here it is.
What would you call that?
Do you think you could call it How Much Does He Yearn?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
Does He Yearn?
Does it fit the music?
A little bit worldly.
No, it doesn't have to.
What do you have?
How much does he yearn?
Yeah, because I can fit the music.
Go on, yes.
It's a good phrase, this. Go on. Right. You have now put the whirl in my world.
Oh, that's right.
Isn't that good?
Isn't that super?
I think we may have something here.
Yes, I think Dennis, we may.
Dennis,
don't let this moment go.
Dennis, get off it. Move on.
Well, its actual title in 1890 was Amoureuse. Its cover proves once and for all that standards of female beauty change over the years. There's a copyright note on the bottom of the cover, which I like. It says, soirees and conversazione are exempt from fee. Have you been to many soirees and conversaziones lately, Frank? How is the world of the beau monde?
They've all got space invaders now.
Yes. I was talking to our producer the other day, and he recalled family parties at which his little brother used to play the violin, all the sort of ritual preparations. He would set up the music stand and then take the violin out of the case. Then there'd be the business of the rosin on the bow, and then the tightening up the strings and tuning up. And finally he'd be ready and he'd play, da-da, and a string would break. Did you have a party piece in your early days, a song? Instrumental solo? Recitation? John,
no, I didn't, actually.
Thank
but
heavens.
I remember that my sister, it always took a lot to get her up to concert pitch, a lot of cajoling. And there was usually some tears and various other things, and then she finally sat down and murdered whatever it was. But I didn't have any party piece.
No.
Frank?
Did you do...
I was terribly interested in conjuring.
Oh, God.
When I was young.
I might have guessed.
And I used to whistle while I conjured, and I used to produce a budgerigar. I couldn't afford a budgerigar, so it was a kind of mime. But yes.
F. Muir, the siffling prestidigiteur, I think was your billing, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, an old party piece. You must have sung, sure.
Oh, I regret to say it wasn't just a piece. I had an act. I've been presented very, very early in life with this ukulele, and I had learnt all these songs, and I think I used to start with Wagon Wheels.
Mm.
And yes. A certain amount of humour. He played his ukulele as the ship went down. And then I laid it aside and got out of my pocket one of those moustaches that clip up the nostrils. And I would go, it occurred on the evening before Waterloo when troops were lined up on parade and Sergeant Inspecting and he were a terror. I was right through that, took the moustache. It always hurt if you took it out too quickly. It took a little bit of your nostril as well. And then I finished up with the famous song, Never Have a Bath Till You Need One.
Yes, he hasn't changed a bit, has he?
Dennis.
Oh, it must have been terrible.
Oh, little recitation.
No. You know Frank's conjuring trick?
Mm.
I was the beautiful assistant. Did you have one? Truth now.
Yeah, when I was very little, I did, yes. When I was five, I wrote a piece of a piano piece called The Sea.
Come on, let's hear it.
The Sea.
Did you live in a block of flats? Thank heaven.
Ah, well, move on. Strings. Violins, violas, cellos, basses, things like that. They make beautiful sounds. John, can you identify this? It comes from the middle of something by a somewhat denigrated composer.
Denigrated, yeah, but not his early works. I think that's a rather beautiful piece. I always think it's rather like lovely, faded, slightly faded pink wallpaper.
Op 4, it is early, yes.
Op 4, yes, it's by Schoenberg. Mm-hmm. Arnold Schoenberg.
And it's his.
And it's called Die Verklärte Nacht. Transfigured Night.
Night. Frank, no help from John, please. What's this?
Steve.
Yes.
For that.
Lovely, isn't it?
I tell you, it's beautiful. And it's either the Dream of Olwyn or it's the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto.
Yes.
I rather think it might be the Mendelssohn.
Slight favourite for the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto from the first movement. That's right. Ian, Itzhak Perlman revived a melody that was once tremendously popular. It's by a Swiss composer. I wonder if you know it.
Steve, it's one of those many bits of music that I know very well and don't know what it is.
You'll know if I tell you the composer's name, I think. It's something rather by Raff.
Oh, Rath. Oh, then, Cavatina.
Cavatina by Rath. I think half a mark that used for that, yes. Cavatina by Rath. Dennis, steel strings, six of them, in this case, on the guitar of Joe Pass. Whose tune?
Joe Pass, but I really don't know that tune.
No. Watch What Happens, the song's called.
Is that Michel Legrand?
Yes, Michel Legrand. Well, you got it, didn't you?
Well, yeah, but I didn't really know it. I happen to know the title, but I didn't know.
Should we give him half a mark or a mark? A mark. A mark.
Painfully honest, aren't I? Sometimes?
Yes. Over the next few minutes, everyone on this stage is going to sing except Leonie and me. Can you sing, Leonie?
Well, it depends on the tune.
We'll confirm that sometime, I think, before we're all done. Frank, tell us why the grass is whispering.
Why do you whisper, green grass? Why tell the trees what ain't so? Whispering grass, the trees don't have to know. Oh, why tell them all your secrets? Who kissed there long ago? Whispering grass, the trees don't need to know. Don't you tell it to the breeze, or they will tell the birds and bees, and everyone will know. Because you told the babbling trees, if you told them once before, it's no secret anymore. Why tell them all the old things? They're hidden under whispering grass. Don't tell the trees, cause the trees don't need to.
Yes, off in a world of your own, though, weren't you?
What a lovely lyric.
John, I'm happy to say, has a brief melodious moment of Mozart, Dalla sua pace, from Don Giovanni.
Dalla sua pace.
From Don Giovanni comes Dennis's song.
I must tell you about this. Yeah, you see, all these people get requests from followers of this program to sing songs. I, what Steve would call a somewhat denigrated singer, don't often get them, but I had three people write for the same tune, which I never heard of, and it's called Oh, Timothy, Let's Have a Look at It. It took Steve and I 3 months to find it. All you have to know, it dates back to the days when baker's shops sold whole hot meat pies, right? 5, 6, 7, 8. With Sunday taking home the dinner from the baker's shop, some rorty girls with rabbity curls demanded me to stop. And hanging upon me bobtail coat, they all began to grin. They shouted at me, we're longing to see what's in your baking tin. Oh, Timothy, let's have a look at it. Timothy, let's have a look. It smells so nice, we only wish you'd take the cloth from off the dish. Let's have a potato each and then we'll swing a hook. We won't interfere with your mutton, oh dear, so Timothy, let's have a look.
Well, Well, Sanity returns now, Scots nationalism anyway, with a song for Ian McWallace of that ilk. Ian, Annie Laurie.
Max Wilton Bray's out of body where early falls the dew, and it's there that Annie Laurie gave him me her promise truth, gave me her promise truth, which ne'er forgot will be.
Somebody said lovely, and he was right. Sorry to break the spell, but we have to leave you with a modest victory on this particular occasion for John Amos and Frank Muir. Bye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace, and Dennis North. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Tony Schreiber.